The Pentagon announced today that about 5,000 U.S. troops will soon begin moving into Bosnia from Germany. Their official military mission will be to cover the withdrawal of the NATO-led peacekeeping force due to depart Bosnia at the end of the year. The new troops are planning to remain in Bosnia at least until March, but U.S. officials have hinted that the troop deployment in Bosnia could be extended in order to assist in peace-building efforts there. NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
The Clinton administration initially promised the U.S. intervention in Bosnia would be just 1 year long and focused narrowly on the implementation of the Bosnia peace plan. But the peace process has gone slowly, and U.S. officials now say the whole timetable may need to be extended. This week, though, the news from Bosnia was all good. The former warring sides officially accepted the results of the elections held there last month under the supervision of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, or OSCE. Yesterday, the three leaders of the Muslim, Serb, and Croat communities in Bosnia met for the first time as a collective presidency for the country. U.S. officials are noticeably relieved. Behind the scenes, the United States had lobbied the OSCE to go ahead with the elections, even when critics said Bosnia wasn't ready. So it was with some satisfaction that Assistant Secretary of State John Kornbloom went before a Senate subcommittee today and reported that a real political process had finally been given a chance in Bosnia.
And I think that the important thing is not necessarily the exact results, but the fact that there was a pluralistic result, and finally, that the surrounding framework, the role of the international community, the self-interest of the parties, and I think a desire to peace will all work in the direction of cooperation and against the confrontation.
In describing the election achievement in Bosnia, U.S. officials do not talk about who won or even how. They focus instead on the simple fact that elections took place peacefully. Independent election monitors have been far more critical, among them Michael Williams of the International Institute for Strategic Studies in London.
I actually returned from Bosnia rather troubled. I'm quite disturbed when I hear senior international officials describe the elections as reasonably democratic. It seems to me that elections are either democratic or they're not democratic.
In fact, an OSCE election appeals subcommittee concluded there may have been fraud in the elections, and it called for a recount. But the ruling parties in Bosnia and the OSCE leadership rejected the recommendation. Michael Williams, for several years a spokesman for the United Nations in Bosnia, warns that if one or another side doesn't get its way in Bosnia in the coming weeks, it could go back and challenge the election result. So far, that hasn't happened. The first meeting of Bosnia's collective presidency went successfully yesterday. And for the moment, Michael Williams says he's guardedly optimistic about Bosnia's future.
With the gun silent now for more than 12 months, in fact, since October 1995, other issues are beginning to predominate. We've seen some erosion of the position of the extreme nationalists, particularly on the Serb side. And I think that economic factors will increasingly come into play. Serb politicians, whilst they may still have no great love for the Federation or for Bosnia as a unitary state, do want to see the economy back on its feet.
The relative success of the elections may have kept Bosnia policy from becoming an issue in the U.S. elections, but the administration's challenge in selling its Bosnia policy is not over. Today's announcement that more U.S. troops are headed to Bosnia could provoke a new debate. Administration officials are going to great lengths to say that no decision has yet been made on whether the U.S. mission in Bosnia will be extended. But the hints are dropping. Former Assistant Secretary of State Richard Holbrooke, the architect of the Bosnia peace plan, warned in his Capitol Hill testimony today that the war in Bosnia could resume if the peacekeeping troops there are all pulled out. I'm Tom Gelton in Washington.